Hi everyone, and welcome back to Jinja Jinri Podcast. And today we'll be talking about life in Sydney, Australia. So I moved to Sydney about a year and a half ago. So I'm relatively new to Sydney, and a lot of people have been very curious about how life is here since the COVID happened. People didn't get to travel a lot, so I guess there's a lot of curiosity on how life is in Sydney, especially during COVID at that. And I noticed a lot of my listeners also curious about how to move to Sydney and how to settle down. So I'll be talking about that today. So the first thing is, I think it's something that would be common in any other country, but it was really hard to make friends here. One, because I didn't really know anyone except for my husband. So I didn't have any connections. I didn't have any family. I didn't have any relatives. I didn't, you know, have anyone here, basically. So the only person I knew was my husband. And so I think that living in Sydney, like, you need to make friends either through your job or maybe through your hobby. So for me, it kind of worked out because I worked as a waitress for a few months, and then I made friends there. And then I, of course, do jiu-jitsu. So I have my friends from jiu-jitsu. So it kind of worked out. But if you don't really, let's say if you're coming here as a, like me, as a housewife, and you don't, maybe you don't want to get a job, or it's hard to get a job because you have kids or whatever reason you have, and it's also hard to get a hobby because of your priorities with your children and your family, it would be really hard. Honestly, it would be really hard to make friends. So that's the first thing I noticed. So the second thing I noticed about living in Sydney is that, which I really love, is that people don't judge you with what kind of job you have. So I don't know if this is an Asian thing or a Korean thing or whatever, or maybe even a Filipino thing, but like, people look down upon certain jobs in Asian countries. Probably not all of them, but a lot of the ones that I've been to, they have done that and think like, oh, it's like a low paid job, it's not an important job, people don't really honor it. But what I like about Sydney and Australia is that every job is really honored and every job is considered important, and people respect whatever job you have. And another thing that I like is that people don't really care about what school or uni you went to. This is a really like big difference compared to Korea, because in Korea, you have to graduate like the top universities to be recognized as like someone smart or someone like, oh, like you have achieved, you're successful in life. But here, like, people don't really care what kind of uni you went to. In Korea, they ask you, oh, like, what school did you go to? It's like a common question. But here, like, no one has asked me what school or uni I went to. So I like that it's not really important what school I went to. Another thing is that, like, it's so easy to, I mean, not so easy, it's easier to switch careers here in Sydney, like here in Australia, I feel, because there's a lot of options for schools with like certificates and diplomas. So you don't really have to go to a uni to be to work in that field. You could basically get like a certificate or a diploma and you could be in that industry. So it like kind of reduces the time, because I think certificates or diplomas, depending on what it is, it takes like maybe like 6 months to maybe 2 years, whereas compared to a bachelor's degree or something like that, it would actually take around 3 to 4 years. So I noticed that, like, especially with me as well, like, I was really contemplating on what career to take, but I noticed that there were so many options, especially with TAFE. So TAFE is kind of a school where you get diplomas and certificates. It's not really a uni, but like, you can do specific certificates so that you could really already be in that industry and work in that industry a lot easier. So that's what I liked. And so I'm actually going to study soon, next month. So hopefully it works out. So I like that there's a lot of options for certificates and diplomas here. And another thing is that minimum wage is pretty good. So with minimum wage, you could, Well, it's hard here specifically in Sydney, but like I guess like if Sydney CBD, like if you move out, maybe you could have like a normal life even with minimum wage, whereas compare, let's say, like to the Philippines, like with minimum wage, it's really hard because the minimum wage is so low. Another thing is that it's not that I feel, well, this is personally coming from me, but I don't feel like it's that hard to get a job here because there's so many options, like I said, for certificates and diplomas. Once you get that certificate or diploma, it's kind of like relatively easy to get a job. This is a big difference to, let's say, Korea. It's really hard to get a job, even if you graduate the top university and you get like top GPA or something. It's really hard to get a job in Korea. So that's what I like about Sydney and Australia. Another thing that I noticed about living in Sydney in particular, in CBD, is that there's a lot of mixed races. So I thought that, like, before coming to Australia, I thought there would be a majority of white people and Caucasians, but I noticed that there's so much more Asians, especially in the city. It's kind of like Asia. Like, literally, there's more Asians than, like, any other race, I feel like. So there's also, because of that, there's a lot of cuisines you can choose from, like when you go out to eat from different countries, like certain places are known for certain cuisines. So that's also interesting. Like this place is known for Vietnamese food because there's a lot of Vietnamese immigrants, and here it's like Filipino and then Korean. So it's quite interesting. That's what I feel like living here. There's a lot of, especially like I said, in the city, it's just like, feels like I'm in Hong Kong or Singapore because there's so many Asians. Okay, so the next thing I noticed is that eating out is really expensive, but then grocery is actually relatively cheap. So I actually compared it to the Philippines, like the vegetables and the fresh produce. Sydney is cheaper sometimes, and especially with the veg, I feel like Philippines is ridiculously expensive. I'd have no idea why, but in supermarkets especially, maybe it's different in like the local markets, but in the supermarket, when you compare, the veg is a lot cheaper here. So like cost of living, if you actually think about it, grocery is kind of cheap. As long as you don't eat out as often, it should be okay. And for me, I always go to like the local market here. It's called Paddy's. And I always go there to shop for veg and fruits. And if it's in season, it's really cheap. Like it's like $1 or $2. Like I get kale, like a big bunch of kale for $1. And it's great because in the Philippines, if I had to buy kale, that would be like 6 times more expensive than what I buy here or something crazy like that. So that's one interesting thing. Another thing is that, well, beer is kind of expensive here as compared to, let's say, Korea or the Philippines. I heard from my husband there's a certain law about like the percentage of alcohol, and if it is over a certain percentage, like they put more fees. I'm not really sure about that, but yeah, beer is more expensive, definitely, because I know in the Philippines I can get a can of beer for what, like $1 in Australian money. So here beer is, yeah, very expensive. So most of the time I drink wine because like wine is relatively cheap, I think, because maybe because Australia is a wine country. I love it. I actually enjoy that wine is cheap, and I drink a lot of wine. So there you have it. And another interesting thing about alcohol is that you need to go to a liquor shop to buy alcohol. So that was a shock to me when I first came here, and I was in Melbourne, and I went to the convenience store to get some beer, right? And obviously, like in the Philippines or in Korea, you could get alcohol in a convenience store, but I asked them like, oh, where's the alcohol? They're like, oh, you have to go to a liquor store. And I was like, what? Oh my God. So that came as a shock to me. And most of the time, there's a liquor store next to a supermarket, so it's okay. But they're not like 24 hours like a lot of the convenience stores. So you need to buy it by like, what, 10 p.m. I think is the cutoff. So yeah, you need to you need to go to an actual liquor store to buy alcohol. I think this is like not a good thing, because as an alcoholic or a person who loves alcohol and drinking, I actually need to buy like a lot of bulks of alcohol. I know it's not everyone, but me especially, I need to buy it because I can't just run out and then grab a beer or something like that. So yeah, that's another interesting thing about Sydney and Australia in general. The next thing is weather. So I personally really enjoy the weather here in Sydney because it kind of really, well, it basically has four seasons, but it's not extreme. So I compare it to, let's say, Korea. Korea has four seasons, but Korea, like, their extreme weather. In the summer, it's extremely hot. Like, it's hotter than the Philippines. And then during the winter, it's like, I don't know, it's like Russia. It's like negative 10 degrees. It's like so cold. And here in Sydney, what I like is that in the summer, it's not that hot. Let's say as compared to other states, like, let's say Brisbane, it's not as hot as Queensland. But it's like pretty hot, but it's manageable. And of course, I'm from the Philippines, so it's like, oh, easy. It's nothing. And then during the winter, it gets cold, but it's only like, what, 5 degrees? I think that's probably the lowest, especially in the city. Well, I'm not talking about any other areas, but here in the city, in CBD, in Sydney, yeah, it's not that cold. I mean, it's cold for me, but 5 degrees compared to, let's say, negative 10 in Korea, yeah, it's pretty good. So I like that there are four seasons, and it's a, like, generally Sydney has good weather. It's perfect. So another thing I like about living in Sydney and in Australia is that there's a good mix of city and nature. So you could basically take a train from the city to Bondi, which takes what, maybe 30 minutes, and you're already at the beach. Whereas, let's say in the Philippines, if you're in the city, you need to drive a long way to get to the beach, and you need to take a plane to get to the beach and stuff like that. In Korea as well, like in Seoul, you don't really get to go to the beach. You need to travel to, let's say, like Incheon or Busan to go to the beach. So it has a good mixture of nature as well, and there's a lot of bushwalks and yeah, it's a good mix of city and nature, and that's what I like about Sydney. Another thing is, so if you're an employee, you get some benefits such as the super and and also living here, you get Medicare. So I'm not a citizen, I'm not a resident yet, but I have Medicare, so I could basically get some benefits out of that. And also, if you're an employee, your employer gives you the super, which like goes into your account, and then when you retire, you could have that money. So there's a lot of good systems here that I like. So I've been talking about a lot of the good things, but one of the bad things is that housing is really expensive, and it's really expensive to rent, to buy. Like, you basically have to pay off for the rest of your life to be here, to buy a house, especially in Sydney. I know it's one of the most expensive cities, so that's a downfall. Okay, so let's talk about the people. For me, people are generally nice. They do a lot of small talk. They ask like, hey, how are you? And they're usually friendly, with some exceptions of racist. So I don't know if I talked about the racism that I got. So when I was waiting in like to cross, and it was still the red light, and someone in the bike came, and he looked at us, like me and my husband, like really as if he was really disgusted. And then when the green light turned, we walked, and he spat on our way. So yeah, there are occasional racists, but it was shocking to me because I come from an Asian country, and we're all Asian, so we don't really get racism. But moving here, definitely I have experienced some racism. Not as much, but I hear that it's worse in other places where there's less Asian people. So I'm thankful that I'm actually in the city of Sydney because there's a lot of Asians, so it's not as bad. But I can say that I've made some great friends who are Australians. They're really nice. They're very thoughtful. I like their humor. I find it funny. But the lingo, yeah, you need to get used to it, and the accent at first, it's really hard to catch. For me especially, I had to ask them to repeat what they were saying because I didn't understand what, like, the accent and some of the lingo. It's something you have to get used to, and it's okay to ask them, like, oh, I'm not from here, what does that mean? Like, it should be okay. They're nice about it. So people are generally nice. And the last but not the least, one of the most important things that I've learned living here in Sydney is that you gotta watch out for the birds. The birds here are vicious. So what I mean is, like, there's a lot of seagulls, there's a lot of pigeons, there's bin pigeons. They kind of look like turkeys, but they're fierce as well. So these birds, they actually, like, come at you if you have food. One of the things that I experienced with my husband, so I was in Circular Quay, that's where the opera house is, and John, my husband, he got hungry, so he went to Hungry Jack's to get a burger, and so he got a burger, and we were walking in Circular Quay, and this seagull swooped down and grabbed his burger. And he was literally, like, about to bite his burger, and he swooped down and caught the burger. And after that, like, John has been traumatized by seagulls. So yeah, just watch out for the birds. They're quite aggressive here. So those are the things that I've noticed living in Sydney, Australia. I know it's only been a year and a half, so I'm kind of a newbie. I probably don't know much. I probably said some stuff wrong, but this is just coming from my experience, and it's just my opinion. But so far, I love living here. I think I made the right choice moving to Australia. At first, I didn't want to come to Sydney because I actually loved Melbourne. That was the city I wanted to live in. But, you know, Sydney is growing on me. I actually like it here. I made a lot of friends. I made a lot of, good connections with the people here in Australia, and I so far am loving it. I would love to see how it works out when I have kids and the education system. I would want to know more about that. So pretty good. So if you're planning to move to Australia, there are some ways, but for me, I did do the partner visa where so John was my sponsor and we're married, so that's how I got here. But I believe there's several other ways. It's not easy because a lot of people do want to move to Australia because, you know, it is nice to live here. So it might be a lot of work and might cost you a lot of money, and it will take time, but in the end I feel like it is worth it. So there you have it. Living in Sydney, Australia. Thank you for listening to this podcast episode, and I'll see you in the next one. Bye.